But it's important that the evidence
Blog
be
documented,
that information be collected and provided to investigators, and then we let that process play out.
Yet, no one is telling the Ukrainian president how to negotiate peace with Russia, even though that's the end result everyone wants. The Senate Minority Leader is unimpressed with Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's 2 days of testimony in the Judiciary Committee.
I hoped the second day of Judge Jackson's responses would provide more clarity on some vital questions. Unfortunately, the nominee's answers trended the other way.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell said Jackson repeatedly deflected basic questions about her judicial philosophy. He also accused the federal appellate court judge of sidestepping questions about specific rulings. McConnell called it an endless circle of evasion. Jackson would be the first black woman to ever serve on the Supreme Court. Vice President Harris is marking the one-year anniversary of President Biden's executive order aimed at expanding access to voting. Speaking at the White House, Harris again pushed the Senate to pass two sweeping voting rights bills. She also called for a removal of barriers that disabled voters face when trying to cast ballots. Harris called voting a fundamental right in America's democracy. Some states have started suspending gas taxes, and others are considering such a move to help consumers who are facing high prices at the pump. David Holt with the Consumer Energy Alliance doubts this will have much of an impact.
The Band-Aid on the side of a ship that's leaking water and sinking.
Instead, he says the Biden administration needs to lift restrictions on the oil and gas industry. Increasing domestic energy production, he says, is the long-term solution. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see some patchy fog, but don't worry, it'll burn off by mid-morning and as we approach closer to the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures around 54. Also have a little bit of wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies and low temperatures dropping back down to about 44. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a few sunbreaks, maybe some light showers mixed in as well. High temperatures around 57, 58 degrees. Clouds and a chance of light rain moving in for Friday night. Rolling into the weekend, low temperatures down to about 47. For the weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the mid-50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life black. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm really excited about this show because I got to tell you, we have come a long way, baby. Since the first time that I started to talk about CBD when I was in the middle of my own crisis, healing crisis, which started in 2004 in conventional blah, 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 couldn't really get at it. They couldn't, like, quite get at it. And living in one of the most forward places, I think, in the country, the Pacific Northwest, Seattle in particular, the home of Bastyr University. So the good news is I didn't get sick in Jersey. So that's like the good news, like where I lived. Like I didn't get sick there. I came out here, was here for a bit, went to school in California. But in 2004, I experienced what many of you experienced, and that is, and I don't really know how to explain it, except that one day you seem like you're at the top of your game and the next day you're not. Now, truly, that's not the way it works. I found that out. But when you've gotten every test on the planet, when you have a child that has been perhaps diagnosed with autism, when you have a family member that has done everything that you could possibly imagine, if you live where I live, you are at the doorstep of so many healing modalities. Natural medicine is ancient. It was the only way. It is not new. It is renewed. And if you're lucky like me, you bump in, thanks to the angel lady, to a woman named Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Everybody, drdarvish.com. And you get to work with somebody that understands about body, health, mind, and spirit. Now, fast forward to where we are, and let me introduce you to Kerry Connor and Cheryl Cryer, right? This right here, we're going to hold it up.
I love the cover.
I love the cover. CBD for your health, mind, and spirit. And so the reason we do these shows, and many of you have emailed me about why am I doing so many shows about CBD, THC, how can I do shows? This is the email I get. How is it you do shows like this and talk about this when you've been clean and sober for over 40 years? Well, let's just get real. This show is about healing. This show is not about the myth that everybody got out there about the addiction around CBD. So we're going to clean up a whole lot of stuff today, because when you take a look at body, spirit, healing, mind, and you go back to founding fathers, which these two amazing women are going to take us on a journey about that, what we are finding now and what many of you have found is solutions where there weren't any, alternatives where there were only pill potions to take, right? CBD versus opiate. I mean, we could go on about it, but today is to get into this book, to get into these ladies, their passion, their purpose about advice, recipes, meditations, alleviating ailments, connecting to spirit. Because if you don't have that full circle, like if you leave out connect to spirit, you're no. So today, fasten your seatbelt. We are going to get it on. Welcome to the show, Kerry, Cheryl. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
I want to ask each of you this question, because, you know, usually when I have conversations with people that write a book like this and that are passionate like you are, there's a story. And I want to ask each of you, what is it you had to bump through, go through, jump over, discover, right, so that you decided, oh, wait a minute. This is what we found. This is our message. This is what we want to talk about. Kerry, you want to go first?
Sure. My story probably starts literally back as a kid. I walked really bad pigeon toed, and doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. And this is, you know, back in the 70s. Fast forward until I was 29 years old, and I had x-rays done on my hips, and the doctor said he'd never seen anything like it because I had hairline cracks all throughout my pelvic bone. And so he sent me to a specialist who said I had rheumatoid arthritis, congenital hip disease, ankylosing spondylitis, fibromyalgia, and an unspecified, because they didn't know what it was, immune disorder.
Yep.
I spent the next 13 years on opiates and had no idea that I was addicted to them. I didn't know. It was before the opiate crisis. They just kept putting me on more and more and more, and at one point I was taking 6 different opiates, which included a 100-milligram fentanyl patch that was on my body at all times. I would kind of doze off while I was driving. Wasn't safe. Those 13 years of my life are kind of a blur. I don't remember a whole lot about them. And I was still in pain. I was doing all of this and nothing worked. When I was 32 years old, I was using a walker. That was 20 years ago, and I was using a walker. And I just on a whim, I bought a Groupon for acupuncture and decided to try that instead. There's nothing to lose at this point. So I started going to acupuncture, and after 3 months, I went back, and I fired my rheumatologist, and I told him that he was really an awful person for just sitting there and keep putting me on drug after drug after drug and never really addressing the issue, because I quit everything cold turkey in 3 months. And now I know you're not supposed to do that. That's really bad. That's really bad. I got really sick, and I thought it was the flu. No, it was detox.
I think we all went through that, right? I mean,
yeah.
You don't know until then you know it, right?
Had no idea.
But
and
when
then,
you're at that point of desperation, right, you're going to do whatever it takes, aren't you?
Yeah, and I was doing really good, and then I got cancer. And they wanted to put me back on pain meds, and I had a lot of issues with it. It wasn't so much the cancer. It was after the cancer, it was breast cancer. And then I had a breast reduction, a bilateral breast reduction, and I got this really bizarre, really incredibly rare infection, and I spent 6 months on a PICC line, on antibiotics, all kinds of crud, and they wanted me back on pain pills. And by this time, they knew there was an opiate crisis. So I didn't want to take them. They weren't going to give me enough to deal with the pain anyway. So I had a lot of friends that had medical cards in Illinois already. So I just started smoking weed for pain, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I had smoked, you know, occasionally in my younger days, but never a lot. And I smoke every day now, and it keeps my pain in check. When it doesn't, I boost it with CBD. When I go out of state and I'm too scared to try and take anything with me,
right,
I use my CBD instead. That's how I first started using CBD. Was I went to Mardi Gras and 19,000 steps in one day. My body was not used to, so I was using a lot of the CBD drops when I was down in New Orleans to help really control a lot of my inflammation, and it did wonders. So I usually smoke more regular THC cannabis, and I back it up more with CBD. Well, I know other people do just the opposite.
Well, and exactly. For those people that are listening to this show, and I'm going to be the first to say this to you all, if you are in the realm of 12-step programs, addiction, and recovery, what we're talking about is not going to be all for you, right? If you're
right.
In those programs, you got a sponsor, you go talk to your sponsor.
Yeah.
So whatever we're talking about here today, there are options. Everything from hemp oil to different variations of that, there is relief that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you have to be thinking about what your alternatives are. Because even if that's you and you are in one of those programs and you are on a pain med, there are options for you. But today's show is much more than that. Cheryl, I want to ask you about this, and thank you so much, Carrie, for sharing that. You know, look it, for you, what hit you? Because your book doesn't just talk about, you both went, this book doesn't just talk about this, that, or the other thing. You really take a deep dive into forefathers and through some of the history of this.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I think the three of us will agree that generally speaking, every time there's a decision that's made on this, the level of economics that factors into the decision can also be opposing to the healing benefits of any natural medicinal plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Cheryl, how about you? What, you know, what was it? Was it a 2x4 or a feather that got you interested in this?
Oh, it was a huge 2x4, let me tell you. So it was in 2017, and I had a very lucrative career as a global marketing executive for a financial technology company. I worked from home. I was on conference calls most of the time. Pretty easy job, right? You would think it wouldn't. But it wasn't. It was high pressure and a lot of stress, and there was a lot of shuffling and posturing and all the corporate garbage that goes along with that, along with a family situation that came up and that was pretty troublesome, and my family needed my help and was playing competitive sports and took on some leadership positions. So I was running constantly, work, my volunteer work with roller derby, and then now this family situation that came up. My son had a beautiful baby girl, and the mother had left when she was a month old. And so everybody in the family circled around. And what it had done is brought up things from my past that I thought I'd put to bed, and it didn't. It manifested. So all of this stuff, work stress, sports, extracurricular stress, and then the family stress, I started to have Crohn's disease type symptoms, so some gut issues. I wasn't sleeping. I was becoming agitated, constantly melting down, having trouble getting along with people, including at work. And it all just culminated and picked me up and put me right on my head. My husband, you know, was like, well, you just work from home. Why can't you just compartmentalize this? I couldn't. You know, it seems easy. I mean, he gets up and leaves the house and goes to work every day, and I didn't have to do that, but that doesn't matter. I love to be authentic, and I am, I'm not a status quo type person. So there was a lot of corporate BS that I just was not handling well or professionally either. So I went on medical leave. And at that point, I was dealing with two concussions from playing sports, other injuries from sports, mental health issues from stress, all while trying to support my son who was working and had a one-month-old baby at home. So I crashed. I had a neurologist. I had a colon doctor, whatever they call those, gastroenterologist. I had a psychiatrist and a family doctor, a rheumatologist. And they all had meds for me. They all had lots of meds for me. And then when I started to get, I'm getting very emotional. So when I started to get secondary effects, I started to get a heart condition called QT prolongation, and they see it in serotonin syndrome. When I started to get that, none of the doctors wanted to deal with that. Well, you need to talk to the neurologist. You'll need to talk to the OCD cardiologist. You need to talk. So the psychiatrist's answer was, well, let's put you on a blood pressure pill to try to regulate your heart. So their answer was, let's do more meds. Oh, you're still not sleeping? Let's add another sleeping pill. Let's add this other pill. So at the end of it, I was taking about 15 pills a day, one for Crohn's, a bunch for sleeping and stress. I mean, it was just a mess. And I wasn't getting better, and I wasn't sleeping through the night. And if I wasn't sleeping through the night, I had no chance the next day to function, make good decisions about food, my relationships, helping my family, any of that. So my son said, why don't you try CBD? And the farm bill hadn't passed yet. And I'm like, well,
none of the bills.
I'm not about that pot life. I'm, you know, educated. I'm a community person. I'm an upstanding, you know, and my husband was like, whoa, no. But I did. And I found a good brand. I got burned a couple of times. I found a good brand. what CBD has done for me, and I'm also now a medical cannabis patient, but the first thing it did for me was it gave me a good night's sleep. It didn't cure everything all the time. It didn't like, it's not like a pill. Here, take this pill. Everything's going to be better. I got a good night's sleep. And then from there, I was able to manage my relationships or choose a healthy breakfast instead of one where I'm just dragging, eat, and run out the door kind of thing. So I used CBD for sleep. And then I told my doctors about it, and they were all very positive, except a psychiatrist who likened my CBD use to dealing with my issues with alcohol. So I went to my family doctor, and I said, here's where I'm at. He said, look, fire your psychiatrist. I'll manage your meds from here. The other doctors were on board with it, and I just managed going off my medication a little at a time. Yeah. We tapered it down. While I added better coping skills and more natural remedies in my toolkit, and I'm still trying to figure out what that is. But that was 5 years ago. So fast forward to today, I am not on any pharmaceuticals, and I don't knock anybody who takes them. It's fine. Please take pharmaceuticals if you need them.
Yep.
But if you think that there's a thing that possibly the pharmaceuticals are not working for you, I strongly encourage you to look into plant-based and natural wellness modalities, not only ingesting like CBD, but all the other modalities out there, like Carrie mentioned acupuncture or seeing a natural path or your diet. Or how about saying no when everybody is saying, can you do this? And mom, I need this. And I need da-da-da-da-da. No. Put yourself first. And I didn't have any of those tools because I was just running.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you each that question. Thank you both for that. I want to say this. We are not doctors. So for all of you, Facebook, YouTube, let us be very clear about this disclaimer. And, Jacob, you can take the disclaimer in the front of their book and put it up on our YouTube and edit. Here's what we want to say to you as we continue a very in-depth experiential research-based conversation we're going to have because that's what the book is about. So know this, using, distributing, or selling cannabis is a federal crime and may be illegal in your state or even local vicinity. So it is up to you all. It's your responsibility to check that out, check your laws, and make sure you pay attention to this. Now, look, we can only provide you with shows like this to give you information about what we have discovered and what we have used. And I want to say this. A number of years back, you heard us here on the show do an entire series on autism. And when we did that, you heard moms and dads come on and talk about, you know, what they were discovering as part of the conversation, as part of the book that we have today, CBD for your health, mind, and spirit, Carrie Connor, Cheryl Cryer. Look, I really commend you for bringing this to the forefront now because what I love about what you did is you talk about what we think we know, you give us a history about founding fathers, and then you talk about a section which I want to get to in the book if I could before we go to break. I love this. Science is your friend. When I got to this part in the book, I said, oh, okay. And I love this because you're right. So before we get a bunch of emails, the book says, and it's clearly this, science is your friend. Fraud will happen across the board. Hello. You know, growing up on the streets of New York, it doesn't matter whether you're doing things from the streets of New York or you're doing it from a reputable person. You have to do your homework and understand your science. How important, Carrie, is the science in this? Let's have a science. Let's have a little science fair today.
It's one of the most important things. I don't remember what TV shows. There's probably all of the TV news stations at one point, you know, like Primetime Live, 2020, all those different ones. Years ago, when CBD was first really starting to come out, they went around and they bought a bunch of it from different places, and then they tested it. And they found out most of it was not CBD. There was none in it. So you have to know what you're buying. You have to do, I don't, the phrase do your own research has gotten a bad kind of connotation lately, but you have to do your own research. Make sure your dealer has the licenses that they're supposed to have. Don't go to the gas station and just pick up something. Don't do that, because honestly, that's where you're going to find the most of your fake products. And if you try CBD 10 years ago or 5 years ago and you're like, oh, it didn't do anything for me, chances are what you were trying 5 years ago might not even have been CBD. They're a lot more stricter about those things now to make sure that it's actually containing what it says it contains. But there's scams. There's scams out there. There's so many scams. It's crazy. So, yes, you have to look for evidence of what you are buying is the real thing.
I love that we're talking about this. I'm going to hop over to you, Cheryl, in a minute. And the reason I'm doing this is because if you lived in the Pacific Northwest, we had a really cool legislator back in the day. Benny, correct me if I'm wrong. Christine Gregoire, our governor, way back, like before Jay Inslee, right? She was so forward-looking. I wonder where the heck she go. And one of the voting bills, you know how they have those bills that the people vote on, remember? Like you can vote on the ticket, right? Like vote for this if you want. Very cool in one election, right? So we had two things in the state of Washington. We had a governor that brought this into law, right? We had a governor that brought same-sex marriages into law. We were probably, I think we were the only state at the time that had a governor that said, okay, this is the law. And then we had a people's vote. You know, at election, mm-hmm. we had the vote. The logic from some political folks, as I was told, was let's put the same-sex marriage on the same ticket as the cannabis legalized marijuana ticket. Let's put them together because chances are marijuana will get passed and same-sex gay rights marriage will not. Well, that didn't work in the state of Washington. They both overwhelmingly, boom, right through the gate.
Wonderful.
Why? So let's just talk about the foundational history, and let's just talk about we've come a long way, baby.
Yes.
Back in the day, in our state, we knew this was a movement. We knew it. We knew that the home of Bastyr, one of the most prestigious, you know, people that come in at a Bastyr University, I mean, the credentials are just off the chart. We also know there was a rise in chronic illness in this country. And many people traveled to other countries. They traveled down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They were traveling to China. And so pain was and still is an issue. And I wanted to ask you both, this is not a book just about science, right? But this is a book that says, let me talk about the magic of this. You guys cover, you women cover everything from dosing, right, to dowsing. And I, right, like you're shaking your head like you know what I mean. How important was it to really explain to people this is flower-infused oil, this is THC, this is cannabis, this is hemp. Tell us about why you went to such lengths to help clarify these things, right? Cheryl, I'm going to hit you up first.
Okay.
I'm taking turns, right? Going to go back on.
But that's fine.
You could have written a very different book, ladies. You could have written a different book. It could have been like, let's just pull stuff from here. But you said, no, we got to give people solutions with this, no?
Yes, totally true. The reason why I think Carrie and I got so technical is because it matters. You have to look at what am I trying to treat first before you know how am I going to use it. For example, if you're trying to treat a painful knee and it's just your knee, you may want to do a topical.
Right.
Or let's say you're in a fibro flare and you are just your whole body is in pain. You're going to need to get it into your bloodstream so you can systemically lower your inflammation or take a hot bath or whatever. The fact is that, and plus it comes in so many forms. Another reason why we got so technical is because there is so many variations. There are isolates. There are broad spectrums where the THC is removed. There are full spectrums. And all of those matter as well. there's just so many technical aspects, and we want to make it easy for the reader, and I think Carrie does a really good job of doing that. She just really simplifies things. However, you are going to see it in many forms. I mostly use the oils. They're already extracted. I'm very picky about the bulk oils I purchase in my business. And they all carry this U.S. Hemp Authority seal. And that's important for me as a small business owner because I want to tell my consumers that we are science-based. We are education first over making that sale. And here are all the facts if you want to dig deeper, which plainly speaks on what you're getting. Is it in my blood? Is it a full spectrum? Where did it come from? What is the toxicity or the solvents that were used, et cetera, et cetera? It all matters. The number one thing I hear when a customer comes up, well, the naysayers, they'll come up and they'll say, oh, I tried CBD. It did not work for me.
Right.
And I hear that a lot. And I would say, and then I will ask questions, well, what did you use? Oh, something I got on Amazon. Oh, really? Well, Amazon does not sell CBD. All of that advertising is false. Don't buy CBD on Amazon because there is no CBD to be found there at all. Or they'll say, oh, I just picked up this thing while I was at Marshall's or something. So,
or the grocery store. I like the grocery store story.
Yeah, or somebody will send me a text and they'll find CBD for your infuser in your home. Well, that's not going to do anything. Wouldn't it be nice? You have a Christmas party over and you just put that in the infuser and then everybody just calms down and
have a nice.
But
I'd like to put that in the halls of Congress right now.
Yes, I was there too.
I'm going to get emails about that. The reason I'm asking you about this, because I want to take a moment. You know, Cheryl, for you, we're going to go to break. What are the websites? I want people to know how to get a copy of the book, first of all. But not only that, both of you have websites. And, Cheryl, you have a website that really breaks a lot of this down. The book is so compact, jam-packed, well done, that when we're going to come back, we're going to jump over to mind, spirit, what? Sure. What's your website? And then, Carrie, your website. And we got to tell people how to get the book.
Certainly. So I am a licensed hemp processor and have a CBD company. I have two companies. You can find them all at crybabywellness.com. You can find everything for humans, for pets, and all my products that were formulated to treat myself and my family members. I stumbled into being in this business. I really didn't think in a million years I would be doing what I'm doing, but I'm so glad I am now. Mm-hmm. But crybabywellness.com, and you can get the book through Lulin or Amazon or Barnes & everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and I want to say this. I need to hold this up because I just got a text message from somebody. So what I'm holding up is the press cut that comes out. Yes,
mm-hmm.
This is a book that has been published by Llewellyn. So I just want you to know, somebody asked
Llewellyn.
Me, is this a self-pub? No. No. Thank you, our buddies at Llewellyn. Thank you, Kat, for sending this to us. Okay, that's the press cut. Carrie, how about you? Give us the skinny.
My website is carrieconner.com, and I have Cheryl and I have to get together, and we're going to do, like, some signings so that we'll each have books available that are signed, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put up on the – I don't know if you're doing that or not, Cheryl, but I got on my webpage, like, all of our events – of where we'll be for signings and stuff.
Oh, come on.
Started finally updating it yesterday. I've been so behind on updating the webpage.
Yes,
I'm working on another book right now, so it's kind of weird. I haven't actually seen it. You held up the book, and I got excited because I haven't seen the book yet.
Oh, you already put it on your website. We got to send you more information about our show to put on your website, and we'll send you, once this is done, we'll send it to you. But you're at carrieconner.com, K-E-R-R-I, Connor.com. Got that?
Yes.
And then, yes, you really heard this right. Just go over to CryBabyCBD. You got that? When we come back, here's where we're going to go, because this is like the coolest thing. For hundreds and thousands even years, mental clarity, peacefulness, versions of enlightenment, healing the body,
creating a spiritual space, this has been going on. And when both Jerry and Cheryl wrote this book, they didn't leave it out. When we come back, the mind. But we're going to make a few distinctions because we got to get schooled. CBD, hemp, THC, how much, how little, how do I pick it out, what's in it, what's not. If I put a topical called Dragon Bomb, whatever that thing is that going to get me high? It does work, but is that going to get... We're going to answer some questions, and we're taking your call, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call, right? And then we've got a giveaway. We have one pain relief gift set, retail $60, 1-800-930-2819. And we need to make sure that is that going to be a gift for, do they have to be from a certain state, or is that going to be legal across borders?
CBD is legal in all states.
Right, and then we got another one for the puppies. I already had a caller for the puppy one. Oh, my gosh. Okay, 1-800-930-2819. And by the way, ask your questions, people. We got the experts here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformations.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Thank you so much. We have two giveaways. Thank you for your generous giveaways here, ladies. Thank you so much. Terry Connor, Cheryl Cryer, and I want to make sure you all know that if you want to find out more about Carrie, and she's right, she has just got a whole lot of stuff going on right there. CarrieConnor.com, K-E-R-R-I, Connor.com, and Cheryl is CrybabyCBD.com. And I will remind all the social media networks that are picking us up, we have read the disclaimer. We know that distributing and selling cannabis is illegal in certain states. This show is about the science and about information and about experience, strength, and hope. And the book itself will take people on a deeper dive. And what I mean by a deeper dive, we're going to deeper dive into it right now. But Benny, for the moment, I would like to give away the pain relief gift set valued at $60. 1-800-930-2819. And please, if you do call in, we're going to need some information because Cheryl's got to call you. We just can't give this away. We got to talk to you. Okie dokie? Sounds good. The dog, the puppy thing is already gone. Somebody already texted my phone. How did I get that phone number? Yes, one Benny, one of the pain relief gift sets. Thank you. Unless Cheryl gets generous and we pop another one in later. Okay, let's talk about misinformation, myths, and what we need to straighten the record out for. A lot of confusion. You know, Carrie, you started out talking about smoking, but there is way more than that. Cheryl, you talked about oils and topical. Can we talk for a minute about the misinformation about the mind? Because you have an entire section in here. You break this down, and you're like, okay, we're going to talk about the magic of the plant, but now we're going to talk about the mind. And I was pleasantly surprised you put this in here. Did you mean to put it in here to help people understand more about how all this works?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Carrie, you want to hit us up with that?
For me, a big part of why I included what I included in this book is because I hate being lied to.
I hate
being lied to probably more than anything else in the entire world. And when it turns out when I started learning about all forms of cannabis, I realized not only how much I'd been lied to by, you know, teachers and parents, but we were massively lied to by the government. We're supposed to think that CBD and THC and all of that is bad for you. That's how they convinced us to get rid of it. It's not bad for you.
And it isn't one size fits all. I mean, let's just talk. I mean, we're going to get over to you, Cheryl. I know you're like biting your tongue right now. But we tend to say CBD, and like we don't explain there are variations. There are some that have, you know, certain things in them. There are different doses. There is topical. There are oils.
Everything.
All of the above, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
You decided to write about these things in your book. And we're going to get some recipes, too, okay? God, I got to hurry up here. you decide to bring in here mind, body, and spirit. You didn't have to do that in a book like this, ladies. Why was that important?
It's the whole package. It's just the whole package. If you want to heal fully, you have to heal on all the levels. Healing, when you have, as the TikTok one is, emotional damage. it comes out.
I had that. I
everywhere.
Had that.
You know, it comes out everywhere. It causes stress, which causes you to have more back aches, which causes you to have more stomach aches.
Mm.
It's all connected. If you want to be fully healed, you have to heal yourself in every way.
Mm.
And CBD can help do that. And there's a reason. It's because we have a system in our body that's made to work with cannabinoids. We have that system. We don't have a system in our body that's
explain
made to work.
Explain that. That's what I wanted you two to get to right there. Okay, because that right there never gets talked about our innate physical aspect of us.
We have an endocannabinoid system inside of our bodies, which contain receptors that grab on to CBD and THC, and depending on which receptors grab which, they say things like, oh, wait a second, this isn't working right. Let's send some energy over there. And it does. And that's how I kind of look at them. It's like they're little energy receptors that say, okay, what needs fixing? And then they go and fix it because that's what they are literally designed to do. We have a system in our body designed to work with a plan.
I love this. Can I make a statement? And I'm just going to say disclaimer right now. I'm going to make a statement that's a personal common sense one. Our bodies are magical.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Let's think about this from a common sense point of view. If we go back more than thousands and thousands of years, how do we think that receptor that you just described in our body, how do you think that got there? Now, wait, I'm going to give you like a guess. What if this had been part of our healing journey
all along,
tens of thousands of years? What if the body was able to create this just like it's created intuition for us? So just hold that thought. But I want to jump over to Cheryl, right? Can I read this from the book, you ladies? Okay, can I read this? Cause this
sure.
Okay, we're going to jump on this now. We know CBD is great for physical ailments and to help the body function at its best level. But what about the mind? How does CBD affect it? Many people are afraid of CBD, afraid that CBD will be like its counterpart, THC, and give you a high feeling. This is a falsehood and simply not true. CBD will never get you high. Let's go on to talk about this, because there is a connection between what you go on to say, everything from talking about seizures, right? But there are things people need to know. Cheryl, you want to give us a little schooling on this?
Things that they need to know about the CBD?
CBD. Yep, CBD.
Sure.
I wasn't joking when I referenced, probably said it wrong, Dragon Balm. I wasn't joking about
Dragon Balm?
I don't even remember the name. I know it's got a dragon on it. And the reason I brought it up is because if somebody can have a topical roll-on like that, that gets them off of opioids, okay, what's the upside, what's the downside? So the question I'm asking both of you, and I'll start with you, Cheryl, is let's explain to people what the misconception is and what the impact could be.
Sure, I got you now. So the misconception was apparent right off when I first started my business. I would pop up at our local farmer's market and set up my little booth, and I would see mothers grab their children and walk the other way because of the stigma and the ideals that they had. And, you know, this was 5 years ago, so just before the Farm Bill passed. Now it's a little bit less so. But what people should know is, one, you need to be educated about what you're putting in your body and look at your THC. You should know, is there THC in this or is there not? Hemp is cannabis. So if anyone has in their mind that hemp is a separate plant, hemp is cannabis all day long, my friends. And so if you need solid hemp in order to make it better for you or to justify it to your partner, please do use hemp. Our government uses it. And I have to use it in my business to say it's hemp. But it is cannabis all day long. And it's just how it's bred. Higher THC plants are harder to grow. Lower THC, high CBD is a little easier to grow. But it's really the psychoactive, Carrie, what word am I? I don't want to use psychoactive. The high that you're thinking of is in the THC. And actually, they recommend that if you have taken too much CBD, you can lower your high by taking CBD, and it will cancel out the THC. The CBD is pretty amazing, and back to the endocannabinoid system, most of our receptors are in our brain. Then we have some that travel down our spine and through our periphery, and then we have another lot of them in our gut. Another thing I'd love to mention is that cannabis is not the only plant with cannabinoids. We can find cannabinoids in black pepper, in other adaptogenic superfoods. Now, are they CBD and THC? No, although Copaiba has some type that's closer to that, but they're not. So we have this endocannabinoid system in our body that we only discovered in the late 90s. Why? Well, because it was a prohibited substance, and we weren't looking at that because we thought that it was just this terrible thing that we should never see again, you know. But we have this endocannabinoid system that is the master regulator. So unlike taking a sleeping pill or unlike taking a Xanax or an opiate, a codeine or whatever, CBD works on your master balancing system to create this state called homeostasis.
Oh, wait a minute, because we have got, Benny's got something hot to ask you now.
Oh, yes, please ask me. I'll talk about anything, Pat.
Benny, come on, we got an answer to this before the show's over. Benny, what was the question from our fabulous audience?
Yeah, we had Renee that called in. She had a question about the CBD, the topical option. Is it, will it help for sciatica?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I've seen CBD, a topical, the topical that I make.
Great.
It works great for sciatic pain, although I would also recommend following up with some stretching and also looking at how to reduce other inflammation in your body in other ways. But yes, the topical that I make and other CBD topicals, there's a lot of great ones out there, should help reduce pain and inflammation topically within 10 minutes. And if it doesn't, you can reapply it.
Can you tell me, let's go to Crybaby, okay? Can we go to Crybaby CBD and just take a look so we can get Renee more specific? When I'm looking, I'm looking at your site, I'm looking at the topical pain relief, I'm looking at, I love the sticks. I'm
Oh my God.
Is there anything here you would say to Renee, hey, go over here, take a look at this or that? Could you
And there's two. I make a few formulations, and I apologize. My website looks like it does. I'm undergoing.
It's pretty good.
Thank you so much.
I'm finding what I'm looking for here.
So I have a regular strength topical, and then I have a 4XL topical. It's a little bit more pricey, but that the 4XL is the one that I would say. The 4XL stick is the one that I would say if you've got chronic pain, bone on bone. Neuropathies, very serious. You know, I played roller derby. I still play. So I've been playing roller derby for over 10 years, and I'm pretty banged up. That 4XL really helps my repaired ankle and my knee that's crying all the time because I'm so hard on it. I would say the regular strength would be more like you strained maybe your hands gardening or your, you know, just a situational thing. But if you're dealing with chronic pain, you want more CBD. And then I infuse it with traditional Chinese pain liniment and some other herbs that that I made it. But then I make some other ones, and I do custom for wellness centers and things like that. So, yeah, so that would be what I would recommend.
Okay. And by the way, I'm going to say the site again slowly. I know I said it fast. Crybaby CBD. And when you go there, there are different sections. You can take a look at gifts. There's oils, drops. But also take a look at the topical pain relief because there is one that I believe is four times the strength.
Yeah.
So there you are. The thing I want to say, too, is that this is sometimes, it is a science, but sometimes, and I would love for you, Carrie, to jump in on this, sometimes it's more of an art than a science because this is not a one-size-fits-all, and you have to find out what's going to work for you, right?
Yeah.
Cheryl, thank you.
It's part of that whole do-your-own-research thing because what works for somebody isn't going to work for somebody else. And it you can change, too. It's like I smoke so much. I do. I smoke so much that now, it keeps me pain-free, but now if I have a flare, which I still occasionally get a flare, like I have sciatica and I use Cheryl's, the 4X on my back, I use it on my sciatica, I also use her drops. But because I smoke so much, I get a higher tolerance level, which means then sometimes you have to increase it to get the same effects, which is one of the reasons why I don't use CBD all the time. It's because I do use the THC more often. So then that way, when I add in CBD, I'm getting more of an effect. And if I'm going to start
you have to give yourself a little break every now and then from the THC just to be able to lower your levels back down. So when I do that, I also have to up my CBD. So the CBD also helps keep me from being too THC'd.
Well, you know, what you're saying is, and this is really an important conversation because you all, I can't believe the hour has gone by so quickly. You know, this is an important conversation because now it taps into the spiritual nature of what we're talking about. The spiritual nature of what we're talking about is really looking at the whole system and understanding that there is a way that we have to weave things in. It really is about balancing. It's not about obsessing and it's not about addicting. It really is, you know, of looking at what your body is saying to you, right, what your heart is
very much
by, and what spirit is engulfing in all of this. Right? Wow. The hour has gone by. I have a couple minutes left, and I want to just tell everybody, yes, you can get a copy of the book. And thanks to our friends at Llewellyn. Thank you for sending both Carrie and Cheryl our way. And Carrie is Carrie Connor, K-E-R-R-I, Connor.com. And Cheryl is Crybaby CBD. And everything she's talking about is there. Also, you can call. You could ask questions, all of the above. I want to ask each of you, I know there's a lot we talked about and a lot we didn't know. I'd like to ask each of you your personal message. You know, we've talked about some things, but what do you really want people to hear from each of you? Carrie, do you want to pop in first on that?
Sure. Don't be afraid to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't. Because I listened to doctors for so long. Some things I'm totally going to go back to doctors for when I have to. I mean, I see the doctor about my thyroid. But by experimenting, I learned that I was able to control my pain better than they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like you said, you have to listen to your body. When I started using both THC and CBD, I can honestly say I became a heck of a lot more connected to my own body. I can feel my own body more. It's like I've discovered muscles I didn't know I had. Just things that it really helps you connect to yourself. And when you connect to yourself more, it's easier to see what's wrong and what needs to be fixed.
Wow. Thank you so much, Cheryl. How about you?
Well, I would like to say ask questions. Ask a lot of questions and don't always take their answer. I've noticed, you know, doctors are humans. They're just going by what they're learning and what their practice has taught them. But there are many other modalities that may also provide answers. And you have to ask questions. That's really what I want to take away is that CBD has given me more than medication can. If it ever comes to a point where I need to go back on medication, I certainly will consider that. But so far, through CBD and plant wellness, I have been able to treat my issues along with lifestyle change and that, you know, it's an onion. But I would say ask questions. Don't feel trapped that you have to take this answer just because they have a medical degree or they're the one writing the script. You are in charge of your health. That's what I would like to say.
And the question that came in for me had to do with sleeping, but one of the things that I will tell you about the book, when you go ahead and get the book, there are recipes in here. There are ways to take a bath. Also, the question came in about sleeping. If you go to Crybaby CBD, what you're going to find are various other solutions for that.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour as we approach closer to the lunch rush. Traffic not looking too bad. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We still have some slowing on 167 northbound as you approach into Renton and merging up to the 405, but everywhere else, traffic's looking pretty good. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Unapologetically Favored with your host, Courtney Cottrell.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is speaking overseas as U.S. allies rally against Russia as the invasion of Ukraine grows bloodier. Biden held an emergency meeting with NATO leaders in Brussels this morning where the U.S. announced new sanctions on Russia.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine.
The meeting comes as U.S. intelligence fears Russia may resort to using chemical weapons as their war effort stalls. The U.S. is expected to welcome as many as 100,000 Ukrainian refugees fleeing the war-torn nation. A source close to the Biden administration says they could be admitted through the use of visas and bringing in those who already have families in the U.S. No timeline has been announced. There's some outrage in New York City after the mayor signed an order exempting professional athletes and performers in New York City from the private sector COVID vaccine mandate. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams says he's making an exemption because hometown teams had an unfair disadvantage because unvaccinated visiting players were allowed to play.
This new order would help boost our economy.
The mayor is getting backlash because the vaccine mandate will still apply to both municipal and private sector workers. The order means unvaccinated Nets star Kyrie Irving no longer has to sit out home games, and Yankees and Mets players who have not gotten a shot can play at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. Connecticut lawmakers have approved a temporary 25-cent a gallon cut in the state tax on gasoline. The gas tax holiday will run from now until June 30th. Moderna wants to provide regulators with flexibility in determining who's eligible for a fourth dose of the COVID vaccine. Its CEO told CNBC the company submitted a broader request to give the FDA that flexibility to consider younger adults with health issues like asthma or diabetes. Moderna's leader says it submitted all the data it has for the FDA to make the best possible decision. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.
Let's go ahead and take a look now to our alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see some patchy fog, but don't worry, it'll burn off by mid-morning and as we approach closer to the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures around 54. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies and low temperatures dropping back down to about 44. For Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a few sunbreaks, maybe some light showers mixed in as well. High temperatures around 57, 58 degrees. Clouds and a chance of light rain moving in for Friday night. Rolling into the weekend, low temperatures down to about 47. For the weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the mid-50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Vasily. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty master chief with the United States Navy. Here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of Unapologetically Favored, Walking Your Purpose. Today's topic is going to be something that we all can relate to. You know, if you're going through your life with the same basic routine, you don't feel like you have the energy, you don't feel motivated, you kind of just find yourself, you know, just kind of moving backwards in life. Don't feel bad. Don't apologize for it. There are so many other people that are out there feeling just like you are. And, again, I want to welcome you to the show. And also, I want to my kind of mission. The people that have been emailing me in response to my shows and how the shows have been motivating you, I appreciate the love. If you feel something that you are connecting with, if you want to let it be known, please feel free to email me, email Dr. Pat. You know, I love the type of emails that give me energy and just kind of prove that what I'm doing is actually for a purpose. But again, welcome you to the show. And as always, I have the lovely Dr. Pat with me. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Oh, man, this is really a good one. Boy, I can't wait to really get down and get into this.
The nitty-nitty gritty, right? Just,
well,
you know.
I don't think you and I are exempt from going through the stuff that we talk about either.
Right. We are not. We are not. And you know, I was kind of doing some, like, reviewing over this today, and it just, you know, over the last 2 years, many of us have just kind of been floating. We've been on autopilot because of the pandemic. And I kind of want to open up the show today with these statistics that I found that I thought were just so mind-boggling. You know, the pandemic resulted in an estimated 53.2 million additional cases of major depressive disorder, which was an increase of almost 30% prior to us going through this. So when you're sitting at home trying to figure out, you know, is it just me? Why am I feeling like this? There are 53 million people that are feeling the same exact way that you are, and you are not alone in this time that we're in right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm so glad we're having this conversation, and I just want to say to everybody, you know, that, you know, Courtney, when you take these things on, it's because you and I both are either seeing it with people we're close to or we're seeing it in ourselves. And what I love about this audience, the most amazing audience on the planet, is they don't want us to just take in academic stuff off the book. See, you and I are real people.
Right.
We go through real things. And a lot of times, you know, I don't know about you, but I've gotten a few emails in the past by notable big media companies like, hello, you should not be talking about yourself. I said, really? Okay. All right. Well, that's got to be like another show. Maybe that's like Oprah or something.
Right.
But that's not my show. My show is we got to be relatable so we can provide a relatable solution.
Right.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Because people want to have conversations about things that they can relate to. When you are speaking to someone, they want to know that you understand where they're coming from, that piece of empathy, you know, that I like to talk about at work and kind of show people that everybody has empathy, but you connect with people that can connect with you because you share the same emotional background, you share a same similar experience, and you know what that feeling is. That connection piece is so important if you want to, you know, have something or somebody to lean on. You know, it's very important, but we have to be relatable. You have to be relatable in order to make an impact on somebody's life.
You know, there was a reason that you did that study, right? Because one of the things we're, or looked up that study, because one of the things we're talking about today is really this idea of, one, recognizing you're on some form of autopilot. You created a pattern that is not in your health, your body, in your spirit's best interest.
Right.
In your future's best interest.
Right.
And I love the way you're bringing this on because we have to really know the signs. Maybe you can take us through this. We have to know the signs that will indicate to us we are not living with full intent. We got to have some signs on that.
Oh, they are.
Talk about what some of them are that you've discovered.
Just, you know, feeling stagnant. You know, you wake up in the morning, you don't really have a purpose or a drive. You don't feel like you want to do this anymore. You know, you've lost your interest. You feel like you're withdrawn from people, places, and things that usually you had a high interest in.
You want to check out.
Right, you mentally, if you haven't already done it, you are mentally checking out at that point. And that goes along with that depression disorder as well. And I talk about that because I was once diagnosed with major depressive disorder, and I felt that withdrawal. Like, you know, your phone would ring, and you would just look at your phone, and you would watch it ring because you really don't feel like talking to anybody. You just want to go in a corner. You just want darkness. You just want to be in the bed all day, not being bothered, not being interrupted. You don't have the energy to speak. You just feel brain tired. You're mentally drained, and you don't understand why. You know, just you find yourself stressed out and worried about things that never really bothered you before. You know, but I think that withdrawal piece is the most recognizable, because I know me, I'm a people person. You know, people that know me say I never meet a stranger. Everybody is my cousin. I don't care who you are or where you come from, you're my cousin. But you find yourself going, you know what, I don't feel like peopling today.
Yeah.
I don't feel like dealing with nobody. I don't want to answer no questions. I don't want to answer my phone calls. I don't even want to respond to text messages. You find yourself at that low point, and you can't really understand, or you don't quite know why you're feeling this way. That's one major sign that I can share with people.
Well, if you're looking at my screen right now and you're watching this on Facebook, I want to tell y'all something. See that young girl back there sitting in the background of me? Back in the day, that was me. I had long hair. I could have literally, I think I was a little bit heavier than she was even back then, but I will tell you that feeling, sitting in the bottom stairwell, and by the way, just in case you may or may not know, that is a subway setting. That's what it looks like when you're running down in New York, get the subway. But that picture behind me, it says 1,000 words, right? I mean, Courtney, think about it. How many of us feel like we want to run away, sit down at the bottom of a step, holding up our head and not knowing what to do? But today you're going to help people and give us some solutions, aren't you? I mean, you've been there and I've been there. And, you know, I have to tell you, I don't think you and I have not been affected by COVID. I know I have. I know I have had to dig so deep for tools, especially here in this year. I've had to dig really, really deep. But let's talk about something I know you've talked about before. We have to trust ourselves,
right?
And we have to trust our decisions, and we have to understand what is at the bottom of them, right? Can you talk to this? Can you talk about decisions? Are they fear-based? Are they intention and inspiration-based? How can we help people understand decisions, no decision, and the fact that no decision is actually a decision? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. That was a whole lot of one, huh? That was a sandwich question. So the fear-based, and I like talking about the fear-based thing, because we don't realize how people influence us so easily. We can always say all day, every day, and twice on Sunday that I'm not easily influenced, but you are. During the pandemic, I found myself being easily influenced, and sometimes you have to stop and say, you have to kind of not look at it like in the core, look at the bigger picture, right? You got to look at the bigger picture. When information is being put out about anything, not just the pandemic, but just anything, sit back and ask yourself, okay, is this really the truth, or is this just a way to kind of get you to lean to one side to agree with or disagree with? Does it really make sense? Because I would find myself not wanting to touch anything somebody else touched. I'm like, really? You know, after a certain point, you got to realize, like, if I'm going to get sick, I'm going to get sick. You know, we've been going through the motions, the world, life, and everything else, and, you know, illnesses have come about, they have gone, and I don't know. I think I'm just one of those people that just believe, like, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. But the fear base, you know, you have to decide whether or not for yourself, if that's what's going to drive you, if that's what's going to control you, are you going to give in to and believe everything you hear, or make your own decisions, because that is still making a decision. If you get up today and, you know, if a news anchor came on the TV and said, you know what, the world is going to blow up in 2 days, are you just going to sit in the house and wait it out, or are you going to get out and kind of live your life until the very end? And that's how I feel sometimes. Live your life until the very end the best way possible. Don't allow people to talk you into a dark place. You have to figure out and know what's best for you and determine when you're going to get up out of that darkness, out of that sunken place. Take control of your life and not let other people dictate and take control of your life for you.
Mm. You know, did those numbers that you found shock you a little bit? And let's just kind of curve this around a bit if we could, because we're talking about a situation and a condition that people are experiencing, and those that reported in that report, they're aware of it and are willing to take the survey and admit to it, right?
Right.
But there's a whole lot of people over here. Can you talk about how we can help people assess or access where they are today, like right now? Can we help people do a little bit of ask a couple of questions to themselves to see how they might answer them?
Let's see.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you jumping out of bed in the morning? Or are you thinking, I just want to throw that alarm, like, right out of the door?
Right.
Let's just go through a couple of little signs.
Yeah.
Let's just go through a couple of little.
Feeling heavy. My bed is feeling heavy.
Oh, heavy.
That's a big one for me.
Heavy is mid.
Because everything is weighing on you. And, you know, like earlier before the show when you and I were talking about, you know, women are pretty much, you know, more affected than men, you know, going through this. And you have to think the people that have the family, they've been the caregivers of the family, the wife, the mother, the father, the caretaker, the children, you know, you already had that on your plate. And then to stack everything else that's been going on with homeschooling and, you know, career not really being guaranteed to be there tomorrow because you don't know if your employer is going to have money to pay you in your next paycheck because, you know, the business isn't really running that well. Just the different things, or if you actually became sick and had to take off from work, will you still be able to survive? So that starts to build on you. It builds on your spirit. It builds on your soul. It builds on your mental. And mental health equals your physical health. If your mental health is heavy and you can't press through your days, if that mental toughness is not there, it's going to physically affect you as well. It's going to weigh on your physical health as well. But feeling heavy, I don't know if you've ever experienced that before, but I can actually say, like, some days my soul just feels heavy. Like, I can't go on. Like, just there's just something about it where you don't feel like you have a purpose. You feel like, you know, what you're doing is not good enough. There's something else you should be doing, but you don't have any interest or any motivation to do it. The things that you did do, you don't care. You don't want to do those either because they no longer interest you. They no longer grab you. Those are some of the questions you have to ask yourself, analyzing yourself when you wake up in the morning. You know, like the first question was, how are you getting up in the morning? What is your initial wake-up emotion? Are you feeling like, yes, I'm going to conquer the day? Or are you feeling like, oh, my God, here we go again?
Yeah. I mean, and the reason I'm asking these questions is because a lot of times, right, Courtney, in a lot of these surveys, when they come out, they ask a bunch of other questions. You know, I'm back when I was in school, my first research project was on wellness and well-being. And I remember there were so many questions that, you know, we would ask people. But let's bring up the ones you talked about today. Do you feel like your life doesn't have purpose now? In order to get at that, right, you're not enthusiastic about things. You're going through the routine,
right?
You're barely getting the things done. You find like you're on an emotional roller coaster ride. And this is really today, you know, what you're bringing to the forefront here for people today is for them to understand we can stop living on this autopilot of despair that we've created and, right, start living on purpose. Tell us about the significance of living on purpose and what it does for you, what it does for your life.
You know, the purpose comes with, when you have a purpose, you have intent. You have, like, a strong intent. You have that, I know why I'm here. I know what needs to get done because this is my purpose. And, you know, trying to get to that point where you are trying to figure out what your purpose is or to make you feel like you have a purpose. There are different things that you can do as far as, you know, like if you're looking around right now because you've been home, you've been teleworking for the last 2 years, and you're looking in your living room or you're looking in your kitchen or you go in your bedroom or your bathroom, and you're just like, oh, my God, there's just so much stuff everywhere. You know what? Start small. Clean the bathroom. Make the bed. Clean the sink out. Put your dishes away. You know, start with the small things and make that your purpose in the morning. So that's going to be one goal when you get up in the morning is to make sure everything is in its place, right? Gives you a little bit of a little bit of a perk. Then when you're making decisions, take ownership of your decisions. You know, I'm going to decide today I'm going to get my nails and my toes done. I'm going to get a manicure and a pedicure. You know, find something that's going to give you a sense of comfort. It's going to give you a sense of well-being. Because if you start to do things for yourself that's going to make you feel good, you're going to ultimately do good, and it's going to reverse that negative and depressive mindset. You know, think about, are you giving more to others? Are you pouring into other people more than they're giving to you? There used to be this meme or this, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I love it. It's a drawing of a young man standing like in a suit, his father standing in a suit, and the man is holding like a puzzle piece from his body and trying to give it to his son. And his son has, you know, like the cutout puzzle piece in his back. But the father's handing him this puzzle piece from his body. But there's all these other holes and gaps in his body as well. You know, and we have to, I look at that because how many times have we given so much to people and we're sitting here tired and we're drained, but because we have such a giving, warm spirit, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to say no because we don't want to create that boundary and that, you know, that misunderstanding that, you know, I want to be your friend, but if I tell you no, then maybe we can't be friends again. You have to find that boundary and learn how to set that healthy boundary for yourself to protect your peace and your mental. Setting a goal every day, every week, achieving that goal, it starts to bring you back to life. You know, that intent, that purpose of getting up. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
You know, I love that we're talking about, my mom used to really say, she used to get us girls out, and she would always point things out. You know, we'd be down there in my grandparents' home down there in Virginia or down there in the Carolinas, and we come across a pond. And the pond would be, like, filled with algae and just not moving. There's nothing going on in the pond. And out of her would be something like, girls, three girls at the time. My brother came later. Girls, see this pond? Y'all, take a look at this pond. Now, look, what do you see in this pond? You know, is there anything moving in the pond? I mean, does it look a little yucky? So, girls, don't ever let your life look like this pond. Don't ever let your life be not moving. Don't ever let your life be stagnant. Don't ever let your heart. And, you know, we were young kids, and we used to just look at her. Anytime she would say, girls, you know, right, we would, oh, here it comes.
I get a lecture.
Years later, though, and even today, she would say, you got to keep going.
Yeah.
You got to keep going. And, you know, when you're a child looking at a woman had her first child, my stepsisters, at 12 and second one at 13, because then we were, like, all the same age, right there.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to that.
Right.
You got to keep going.
We do.
You know, sometimes you got to put your car in reverse, but you don't drive in reverse.
Right.
That's another one of her things. But isn't that what you're doing to help people as well, Courtney? It's the idea of let's meet you where you are. Let's not become another one of those statistics. But even if you are one of those statistics, can we help you? Can Courtney Cottrell help you fire up that engine again?
Right. And, you know, and I might not be able to, you know, share what you have going on, but what I can do is bring awareness so that you're more in tune, you have self-awareness of what you're going through and make you think about, you know, maybe that's why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And even to go along with everything that we've been talking about, you know, I was going to talk about how much strength it takes to keep going when all you want to do is ball up in darkness and just shut the world out. It is a very draining task to keep going. But that is, you know, that is when you really find out how strong mentally and physically you are. When you know you're at your lowest point, when you know you're just like, I'm just ready to give up, when you know you're just, I don't have the motivation to keep going, I don't want to be bothered with nobody, I don't care about going to work, I don't even want to pay my bills on time anymore, just take the car, repo the house, just, you know what, I'm done with life, I'm just, nothing seems to be going my way, the pandemic, I can't see my family members, they've taken my family members. You get to that point, and you still, if you're one of those people that are at that point right now, you know, I understand, I relate to you, but listen to me. You can still get up. You still, your presence still has a purpose on this earth. Your presence still has a purpose in somebody's life. You know, and the recognition of going through all of that is at different stages for people. You know, for me, I always recognize when I'm having my down day. And I like to tell my mental health counselor, I have up days and down days. And I recognize when I'm having down days, and I'm aware of that. So I try to be aware of how I'm reacting to those around me, my surroundings, how am I, you know, coming off, because I don't want anybody to be sucked in and all of a sudden now they're depressed because I'm depressed. You know, it's a battle that I'm fighting, you know. It, so I use that as awareness for other people because I get it. I know. I understand how hard it is to be strong when you're really feeling weak and vulnerable on the inside.
You know, I want to just get back to something you said earlier and would love for you to talk a little bit more about it. Let's talk about the word motivation for a minute. I know we just kind of talked about some signs of it and kind of motivation is a fascinating word to me. It's used in human potential. It's used in the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It's used in, you know, talking about motivation and momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should have a conversation on what that means because it's more than just an idea. It's like the special magic sauce that if we can have motivation be there, because one of these other signs are, you know, that we don't feel motivation or our motivation is low. And I love what you said before because I went through that this weekend. And I just went around and I just picked some things up that were, you know, that I've got something I have to glue. And I knew I wasn't going to get to glue to it. So why don't I just go put it in the other room on a shelf, right? Why do I got to keep it on my dining room table? What is that about, right? That's crazy. It's like a big thing, too. It's not like a teeny little thing I got to glue. It's like a big box. And by the time I took 20 minutes, maybe 20, the whole energy, everything was transformed. Aren't we talking about that for those people that maybe are like, no, I'm not going to do a podcast today. But how about if we could talk to people about how to do some of the little things, Courtney?
The little things. You know, and I love that speech. It's slipping my mind right now. It's talking about, you know, you want to be great, make your bed up. It's the feeling of the accomplishment feeling that it gives you, that you've done it, you succeeded, you achieved a goal, check, and keep going. You know, and
right.
You know, and it's, when you start accomplishing and knocking off tasks and goals, it just kind of keeps, it makes you want to keep going. Like, I don't know, like people when they gamble, or when, it's something about that adrenaline flow, you know, like, oh my God, I'm winning. And who doesn't like to win? So you have that, it gives you that energy boost, that adrenaline, the happy hormones, whatever it is, that makes you just want to keep going and keep going like a runner's high. And so I was pulling up the definition for motivation, and it says it's the desire to act in service of a goal. It's crucial. It's a crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Like that, the motivation factor is the glue that holds you together with your goal. If you don't have motivation, you're not going to reach your goal. If you don't have motivation, you're not going to get up in the morning ready to achieve the day. If you don't have motivation, you're going to remain stagnant. You're going to remain depressed. You're going to remain right where you are. And it's like you have to pick a battle. Like, do you want to be motivated and you know, have forward movement and progress in your life, or are you comfortable staying right where you're at in a cluttered space mentally and physically? You have to pick a balance. You can't have both at the same time.
You know, I love this. We're going to take a short break. Courtney, before we go anywhere, I need an update. I need an update on your book. Let's have your website. How do people get talking to you? Give us some information here.
So you can always check out my website, unapologeticallyfavored.net. And all three books are on there as well. So you can order all three books, Unapologetically Favored. Wake Up to Our Blessed Up and Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone on the website. And you can also shop for motivational apparel, gifts, coffee mugs, T-shirts, tote bags, wall art, all the goodies at shopfavorite.net as well.
I love it. Look, when we come back, right, we're going to take this next thing on. And this is really the key, because we've got to set the, just like you just did so beautifully, you set the stage for, look, if these are the things that are going on, these are the things you need to shift. Why? Because manifestation is a key. It is a core value. We are born at birth to manifest. I mean, if you don't think that when that baby is born and is crying, that it does not want to manifest food. Manifestation is an inherent part of who we are from the get-go. Why is it working for some and it's not working for others? And can you rise up, motivate, manifest, right, and become magnificent? Let's take a short break. Courtney Cottrell. Yep, we're on it when we come back. And by the way, if you have an unapologetically favored question for us, 1-800-930-2819, let's get on it. If you don't think you're unapologetically favored, 1-800-930-2819, let's get some stuff moving. It's all Courtney when we come back. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your desk to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unapologetically Favorite, Walking Your Purpose. Today, Dr. Pat and I have an deep conversation about something that, you know, all of us can relate to. And it's, you know, trying to how to stop living on autopilot and live with intent and purpose and fulfillment in life. And before we went to break, Dr. Pat talked about the manifestation, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, I want to let you know, if you are looking for anything that I'm doing, my work, my project, you need me for a guest speaking event, you can always email me, contact me, follow me through all my social media, Facebook, Instagram. What else do I have? Twitter, TikTok. I don't do a lot of stuff on TikTok, though. Not have me dancing in the street. But you can go onto my website. All of my books and projects are there, as well as photos of just things I've done in the past. And even if you want to send an email, just let me know that you've heard this show or any topics that you would like to hear talked about, because, you know, you really feel like there's something that you're missing in your life. Please, please, please reach out. But I just want to welcome you back. And so we're going to keep rolling into this next segment that talks about taking control and manifesting whatever it is you want in your life. I know at work I tell people that all the time. If you want it, manifest it. Walk it, talk it, eat it, breathe it like you already have it at the tip of your fingers. Because if you don't believe it, it will never happen. You have to believe it in order to just kind of start creating that environment, start drawing that energy, that attention. And I was, you know, late night, one night, couldn't sleep. I just scroll Pinterest. I like looking at house plans, like my dream home when I retired from the military. And so I came across this article about a lady who was from New York, and she said that growing up, she was always just like, one day I want to meet a celebrity. That was her big goal in life, right? She always wanted to meet a celebrity. Nobody in particular, just somebody. So she came across this book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
Yep.
That's how I say it, Byrne, right?
Yeah.
And she read this book, and she was just like, okay, it talks about manifesting, creating, you know, what you want in life by visualizing your goals clearly to attract it. And it really interests her. So then she visits her son out in California. He had to work, so she takes the car. He's in Malibu, a job somewhere. She takes the car to the neighborhood coffee spot, and she's sitting there, you know, having her coffee at the bar counter, and she hears a voice speaking to the cashier. She's like, oh, that voice sounds familiar. And she looks up, and Ashton. Yes.
Yep.
And she's just, like, stuck, overwhelmed. Oh, my gosh, is this really happening? Because now she's thinking about how all this time growing up, her number one goal in life was to see a celebrity in real life or meet a celebrity in real life. She read this book about manifesting and visualizing what it is you want to attract the energy and the vibe to get what you want. And here she was at his coffee shop, minding her business, having coffee, visiting her son while her son was at work. And she sees Ashton Kutcher ordering coffee, just everyday Ashton Kutcher. So then Ashton continues to sit there with her coffee. A lady comes up beside her, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, am I in your way? And the lady said, no, you're not in my way. So I'm just trying to make room because my friend and her baby, they're coming as well. And she's like, oh, okay, doesn't think nothing of it. And then she looks over and hears Mila Kunis with the baby. And she's like, at this point, ready to pass out.
Right.
And she's trying to keep her cool. But I'm telling this story because we don't realize how much our energy, our vibe attracts whatever it is that we're giving off. If you have a negative spirit, a negative soul, negative thoughts, negative perception on everything, everything in your life is going to be just that, negative. But if you're speaking into existence and thinking about visualizing and dreaming and setting goals and, you know, carrying yourself the way that you want to be received, that's what you're going to get. Manifestation.
You said it. Let's talk about the difference. And this was really, Rhonda took a lot of criticism for the movie The Secret. And, you know, and the criticism came from not necessarily the book or what she did, but it came from what people thought. And one of the things you said I want to get back to, you must believe. Okay, what do we mean by that? Your belief must be unwavering,
right?
Right. It's what I'm talking about, and maybe you can talk about this as well. You know, if you are in sports, like we had a woman on from the past show, she's an athlete, you know, like top roller derby, right? And if you don't believe that you can either achieve it, manifest it, help another person with it, divinely and magically inspire it, you're doomed. And what happens sometimes is, and especially in what happened with the movie The Secret, is people had this notion that if I just think it and put it up on a chart without strengthening the conviction of my beliefs,
right,
it's just going to happen. But the universe is impersonal, like your friend, like that story you read.
Right.
It's like, I want to meet a celebrity. It was like, yeah. And boom, two of them show up.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit, because this ties right into this, and this ties into Unapologetically Favored as well. See, Unapologetically Favored, to say those two words, Unapologetically Favored, they are two very powerful, powerful words. And you must believe them. You must believe them, right, Courtney?
You have to. If you don't believe that you can achieve something in your life, nobody else is going to believe it as well. And we're talking about unwavering, steadfast, being grounded, being super glued to it. If it is what you want, if that is your goal, if that is your intent, your intention, if that is, you know, if you, I mean, some people would say, you know, before I die, my number one purpose is to meet so-and-so or to do such and such. If that is it, nobody can shake you loose from that, because that, you know, that goal that you have, that idea, that vision, it belongs to you. You cannot apologize for that, because we all don't have the same vision, the same way we all don't have the same goals, right? But if you continue to work at it, if you continue to live it, breathe it, you know, dream about it, set it as a goal, write it down in a journal, step by step, what would happen? How would you do it? You know, it becomes a part of you. Then you start finding yourself gravitating towards things that maybe that idea or goal that you have, it works in conjunction with. You know, you have to set yourself up for success. Writing a vision on the board, okay, that was one step. So how are you going to live this? What else are you going to do? How are you going to take this in and make it into something? Because you can write something on the board all day long, walk away and forget it. But you'll never get what it is that you want. It comes. You still have to do a little bit of work, but you still have to believe that one day it's going to happen. I'm still trying to believe I'm going to win the lottery. One day it's going to happen.
Listen, once upon a time I had a friend tell me that, and a friend, mom, the whole thing. You have to believe to achieve. I don't care what it is. You have to believe that you are going to be in the Olympics. I mean, you have to believe it. And, you know, part of this is a conversation that you and I need to have, and I got to ask you to weigh in on this, is because I have found that for me, one of my greatest challenges in the believe to achieve, and believe me, I'm telling you from the get-go, I think I was born with this. But somewhere along the way, I learned doubt. Hello, doubt. Hello, doubt.
Stop you in your tracks.
Okay, come on. Let's talk about doubt.
And we're human. It's going to happen. You're going to think that you're not good enough. You're going to think that, you know, maybe this wasn't meant for me. Because it's not, and I think it's really doubt. I think it's the fear of. I think it's the fear. Doubt to me is kind of, because they both stop you at a certain point. You know, they make you feel like you are not deserving. You are not worthy. You don't have what it takes. You're not supposed to be here. It's not your time. This is not your destination. It's not your goal. That doubt will hold you back. But you have to recognize that that's what it is before you actually stop doing whatever it is that you're doing in order to get to your goal. You know, and just, you know, and a prime example would be Judge Brown right now going through, you know, this whole entire.
What the heck?
Oh, my goodness. Like, this whole circus, right? This whole circus. You know, Judge Brown has sacrificed, achieved, been nominated, been recognized, been hired, been, you know, awarded, and for people to make her feel like she's not worthy, she's not here. And I guarantee you, even her at her level, she's probably sitting there having a doubt.
And I've got to tell you, just listen to Cory Booker on that, and he'll straighten your butt out for a minute. But look at, right, you know, sometimes we have big dreams, and with big dreams come big challenges.
Yes.
And what you're talking about, what you help people with, is to be ready at all levels. you know, to be ready about, you know, if you want to make an impact on others, right? And that's what you want to do. You want to make an impact on others. You want, you're the coach that wants to help others achieve their goals. And so, you know, your house has to be clean.
Right.
And I don't mean, like, physically clean.
Right.
I mean your emotional house, your confidence house. Right. And we cannot choose our path out of fear. Jim Carrey says something about that. But if we choose our path out of fear, we are not really choosing our path either, are we?
No, we're not. He said, so many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach, so we don't want to ask for it. But he's proof that you can ask the universe for whatever it is that you want. And that's the story I share about myself. You know, you want to make an impact. You want to, you know, motivate people. And it's so funny how I'm here where I'm at now, because I remember our very, very first interview, like almost, what, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
And you specifically told me, you're about to go do great things. I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay, you know. And here we are, like 2 years later, you know, just so many different blessings have come my way. But that's because when you told me that, it stopped me in my tracks. But I said, if somebody on the outside of my bubble who's never met me in person, that met me for the first time, is telling me this, maybe there's something to it. And I'm going to believe it. I'm going to receive what you're putting out to me, and I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to show up every day like I'm somebody important. I am going to live my life like I'm somebody important, because not just, okay, you're important, we love you, but no, like, oh, she's important. Like, she got a message to put out. That's how I live my life. Because, honestly, I do have a message to put out. If you ask me, I'm going to give you a lecture, you know, about anything. But it's just that, the whole manifestation piece. It's just, you have to be ready. You have to be ready for the challenges that come with asking for things in life. Because we ask for things in life, and then when we're stuck in a dark place, in a depressed place, we don't understand why we're there, and we're thinking the world and the universe is going against what we asked for. But no, sometimes you're not being buried, you're being planted so you can grow. And you needed that moment to probably humble yourself. You needed that moment to get back in touch with who you truly are. You needed that moment to reflect on what was good in your life and the people that you need to either remove or add to. That was time for you to get it together, because you had to go through that test.
Yep.
In order to have a testimony.
Yep. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know what happened to the art of respect, if I just can say. But you talk about unapologetically favored, and you need to just send Judge Brown a little note. Because when you watch a powerful woman, both in tears and laughter and brilliance and excellence, and craziness of boycotts and just ridiculous nature of respect. See, we the people allow that behavior. Mm-hmm. Hello, we allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did not vote for her. I did not vote for Liz Cheney. I will just be very frank about that. But I want to put a Wonder Woman outfit on her. I will probably never vote for Liz Cheney, but the level of respect that her position on democracy, and I want to say this, this is not a political show. You make your own political decisions and you decide,
but
look for the respect within yourself.
Right.
Because respect does not invite compromise, does it?
Oh, no. No, there's no compromise. You know, it was a quote I had posted on one of my social medias. I even made it into a T-shirt in the cup that was like, you know, a lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. You got to have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that, you know, even if you set boundaries, people will still try you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you say, no, this is not it. This is not what I'm looking for. You're disrespecting me. I don't agree with it. Your behavior is out of control. People will still try you. But it's all in... all about how you handle it, how you let those individuals affect you, you know, how you let them put the doubt in your mind that maybe you're not fit for the job, or, you know, maybe your dreams will never come true, or, you know, that goal you're trying to achieve, maybe it is out of reach. Maybe you'll never manifest it. It's never going to happen for you. But you, every individual has the responsibility and the ownership of themselves. People only do to you what you allow them to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They only affect your emotions as far as you will let them. And I always, I have told a young man today at work, you know, you give your power away. You give your power away. You give your power away when you allow outside forces, people, places and things to affect your emotions. And when they find that weakness within you, like all humans, they keep poking. They'll keep poking. And they'll keep poking until they can break you down. But then again, then it goes back to what we talked about earlier, you know, being that dark, sunken place, feeling like you're not supposed to be here, the world is against you, the universe is against you. That's your lowest of the low. But that's when you find out how strong you really are. So you only have two choices. You can lay down and keep being a victim,
yep.
Or you can say, no more. This was meant for me. I'm manifesting what I want in my life. I'm going to go out here and get it. You can read all the naysayers you want. You can try to instill doubt. But this was meant for me, and I'm going after mine.
Yep. And, yes, thank you for sending me that text message. I went old school on Judge Brown, but, yes, it's Judge Brown Jackson, just to set the record straight.
Yes, thank you.
I was a little like, okay, before you were that, you were that. But, you know, let's bring this conversation full circle if we could. For those people just tuning in, I want everybody to know that this is a fabulous show. That Courtney does. Courtney, look, let's just take a minute and tell people how they're going to find out about everything you're doing, right?
Yeah.
But also the books, how to keep motivated, how to work with you as a coach. Make sure people have all of that. Would you do it?
Yeah. So unapologeticallyfavorite.net is my website, and it is the home of everything that I do from, you know, if you want to send me an email just talking about whatever is on your mind, I'm always here for that. All three of my books, Unapologetically Favorite, Wake Up, Turn Up, Bless Up, and Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, are also for purchase through that website as well. If you are looking for a motivational gift or just something that kind of that you can wear every day with a quote, I promise you, you will find it at shopfavorite.net. You know, this journey that I'm on, that you're on with me, is just to get you from one place to the next in a healthy way with good boundaries and unapologetic about everything that you say and do. Within reason, of course. So,
I know we've got a few minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about clapping and bragging for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
and the reason I want to talk about it is, you know, I don't know what kind of upbringing you had, but it took a while for us to get, you know, what my mama was saying about girls, you need to be bragging more with maintaining a level of humility. And she was a master at it. She was a master at it. And yet we live in a society now that's self-deprecating. We just will absolutely put ourselves down. And even in joking, that is not good, right? Tell us about the clapping movement.
So, and it's so funny. So this morning I had to talk to some young sailors and welcome them to their new command and everything. And you know, we were talking about, like, motivation and, you know, don't wait for other people to validate you and make sure you get out and, you know, research information for yourself. Don't depend on other people to tell you everything. And I said, at the end of the day, when you learn something new, I was like, stand up and clap for yourself. And they were like, what? I'm like, that's the thing. Stand up and clap for yourself. Because we spend so much time waiting for somebody else to tell us whether we're good enough to fit the bill. Why do we do that? Because now you're just subjecting yourself to their opinion. You're living off of somebody else's opinion. And you know what I'm saying about opinions, everybody got them. Look, you need to be accepting of yourself first. Because once you accept who you are, love who you are, you don't care what nobody else thinks about you. Because I don't have to answer to you, answer to myself. So knowing who you are, being able to say, you know what, I made my bed this morning. Let me go down here and have a glass of wine. It might be 9 o'clock in the morning, it might be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Doesn't matter, I did it, I'm proud of me. It's the small things. You got to clap for yourself. Stop waiting for other people to talk to you in a positive manner. Talk to yourself. Get up the right information.
I love it, because if you go to your site, if you all go to unapologeticallyfavored.net, it's going to say something. Motivational guidance and empowerment. A woman, a leader, a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's all you can get out, right? If that's a woman, a mother, right? A grandmother. If that's all you can get out today, get it out.
Right. And I was talking about the affirmation. So when I was a drill instructor at boot camp, I swear I thought I made somebody mad in my former life, and I said, why am I here with these kids? Oh, my goodness. It was just, early mornings, late nights. I was tired. I'm putting milk in my plate cabinet instead of the refrigerator because my mind's not working, you know. And I'm just like, what is my purpose here? Why am I here? And sometimes you just need the lighter to kind of light your flame a little bit more, a little bit of gasoline to throw in your flame to make it a little bit brighter. And I would walk in and see like a letter that one of the recruits slid up under the door because they knew they weren't allowed to be up out of their bed at night. And I would read this letter, and it would say something like, you know, thank you for believing in me. Thank you for giving me a second chance. I didn't have anybody. I was homeless. You know, my mom passed away. It would be a whole sad lifetime story. And for me, it was kind of like, okay, you know what? There's something that you have that is positively infecting other people. It is impacting them. It's affecting them. It's, you know, giving them a chance. This is your purpose. This is your why. Girl, you better get up every day and be thankful because you're doing well. Whatever you're doing well because people are saying thank you.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to wake up in the morning. Whatever you're doing well. If you cleaned the counter, if you spoke to a stranger this morning, if you sat down and had a conversation with your, whatever you are doing, do it and know that you are doing well.
Yeah, I love, there was a quote that I came across on your, and by the way, for those of you out there, when you go to Courtney's site, please hop over and check on her social media, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, just take a look, because there are messages there, right? And, you know, one of the things I love is, you know, the full expression that reaches the hearts, the soul, the body, and the mind of people. And if we just took a bit of this in, you know, I think there was a quote on your website. It's like every issue you avoid creates a war inside of you.
Oh, yes.
Every issue you avoid creates a war inside of you. That's like a whole next show.
Ooh.
The war inside of you.
Ooh.
What are you running from? What are you running from?
Blessings in life. That's what I tell people. You're running from your blessings.
Because look it. It's hard if your plate is full. And these 30 months that we just went through, we have full everybody's plate, our emotional plates, our mental plates, our physical plates, and our spiritual plates.
Yes.
And I think that every issue of void creates a war inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That is right there. That is your post.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody makes that quote without having experiencing that.
Yes.
I want to thank you for bringing the truth to light.
Oh, you're welcome. I just... It's that we talked about at the end of the show, being able to relate, being relatable.
Yeah.
That is my thing. And so a lot of times we feel like we're the only ones going through it. We're the only ones feeling like we're on autopilot. We're the only ones feeling like we don't have a purpose. We're the only ones just going through the motions. You're not the only one. A lot of us, 53.2 million people, are going through the same things that you are dealing with. Might not be the exact same, but mentally, physically, emotionally, they're all experiencing the same thing. This is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. You know, this autopilot mindset, we have to recognize what it is and pull up our bootstraps and say, you know what? No more am I going to play victim. No more am I going to lay here and just feel hopeless and helpless when I have so much to offer the world, so much to give. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Courtney, thank you so much for everything. Powerful show, powerful message, and you have a powerful coaching program as well. For those of you out there, unapologeticallyfavored.net, go check it out. Facebook, unapologeticallyfavored, go ahead and check it out. But more importantly, go over there and get inspired. You know, take a look at what Courtney is doing to help countless people mm-hmm. all over the really rise up, step up, and be everything about unapologetically favored. Because why? I got to tell you, this United States Navy Master Chief is all over it.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty of possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then...